Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Wednesday, April the 10th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg. In 1900, fashionable women's hats were often decorated with feathers. Unfortunately, this led to the hunting to extinction of the Carolina parakeet, with other illegal poaching being exposed. In response, Congressman John Lacey of Iowa introduced legislation empowering the Secretary of the Interior to combat the trafficking of illegally taken wildlife, fish, or plants, and this is long before there was an Endangered Species Act. The Lacey Act was signed into law by President McKinley in 1900. It's been amended several times, and in 2008, a new system requiring Lacey Act declarations for certain imports to ensure compliance with these tightened requirements was established. Coverage of imports by Harmonized Tariff Schedule, or HTS code, was established in phases. Phases 1, 2, and 3 went into effect in 2009, Phase 4 in 2010, Phase 5 in 2015, and Phase 6 in 2021. Lacey Act declarations are required for many wood products in HTS Chapter 44, certain essential oils in Chapter 33, certain wooden tools in Chapter 82, certain musical instruments in Chapter 92, certain wood furniture in 94, and other products in Chapters 42, 66, 95, 96, and 97. Declarations are required for non-de minimis commercial shipments. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, announced that Phase 7 will include a wide variety of plant products even further away from direct wood harvesting, including other furniture and essential oils, as well as cork products that have not previously required a declaration. APHIS had earlier said that the list of Phase 7 HTS codes would be published in 2023, with Lacey Act declarations to be required 6 months thereafter, but so far we've not seen this list published. These Lacey Act requirements need to be taken seriously. Enforcement actions in 2009 and 2011 resulted in raids on suspected businesses and fines. In 2016, a lumber company paid millions in fines, and in February this year, a Florida couple were both sentenced to almost 5 years in prison for violations relating to plywood imports. APHIS encourages importers to be familiar with their supply chain and review the Lacey Act declaration requirements. If you're not sure where to start, let us know and we can help. And we'll be sure to share any updates on Phase 7 as soon as we hear anything.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.